Welcome back to the Townships at 12. In this segment, I will be talking with Haley Harrison Hopps. Haley will be talking about opening a new store in Lenoxville and what the store will have to offer. I will also have some health news and some music. We will start off this segment with a song called Big Dream, and it's by the artist Valerie June. Right after the song, we will hear the interview with Haley, so please stay tuned.
A dream of my own, and it's mine, all mine alone. It's been my friend since I was just a girl. It has a life, it has a heart, it has a soul, and it's a part of everything this woman gives the world. And it's a big dream, big enough to share, like a rainbow hanging in the air. And I thank God for making it come true. Makes me think maybe God's a woman too. Makes me think God's a woman too. There's a full moon tonight, and I'm bathing in its light, as naked as the day that I was born. There's no shame beneath this sky.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Townships at 12, and today I have Haley Harrison Hopps with me, and she's going to talk about her new store. Very exciting, so welcome, Haley.
Thank you, Maureen.
You've been doing crafts for a number of years now, and you make some beautiful Christmas wreaths and all kinds of other things, and as far as I know, you had kind of an online store?
Yes, I had a Facebook page, and I made wreaths and lanterns, and before that, I had a jewelry company, so I've been around the craft markets for a few years now.
Okay, so you're a familiar sight at the craft shows, especially in the fall?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Around Christmas time in the fall, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what made you decide to open a physical store?
Well, the problem that a lot of people have is that crafting, there is no place to sell your things except for at craft fairs or markets, bazaars, what have you. And it's been a dream of mine my whole life to have my own store. And I was like, well, why can't I just open my own store and give everybody else an opportunity to do the same thing? So that's how my business was hatched. So we are going to be a multi-vendor store where you can get everything from refurbished antiques. There's a photographer, we have jewelry. Anybody who knows me knows I had Antlers jewelry before, will now be available at the store. We have candy, sublimation cups, Cricut items, everything from that you could think of, and we aren't quite full yet. We're still looking for 5 vendors. So if anybody knows of anyone, please give me a call.
Okay. A lot of different people selling their products, I guess, at the store?
Yeah.
So you're looking for 5 vendors, and is it best for them to email you or contact you on Facebook or give you a call?
Yeah, they can contact me on Facebook, no problem. It's under Haley Harrison Hopps.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
And, yep.
And when is this happening? When is your store opening?
July 2nd, because the 1st is a holiday, so we're going to open on July 2nd. So, yeah, we take over June 1st, and there'll be a ton of renovations, and then July 2nd, we're opening for the grand opening. Will be announced at a later date because we're going to have a big grand opening, but I'm just not sure of the date yet, with the two holidays following right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this will be located on Queen Street in Lenoxville, where the Three Fairies is now. I guess they will be closing?
Yes, Three Fairies. Lily is having a baby, but she will be staying on with us. She will be, her booth will be crystals and the likes of that. And so she's going to stay on with us, but she actually is going out of her business because it's easier for her with a new baby that she can only have to be there at a little amount of time at a time. It is exciting. I have some very excited vendors. I think we talk every first, second, or third day. It is craziness. And I have a great group of girls. I have, like I said, we have everything from soaps to tapestries to you name it, we have it. And we will also have a lounge area where there'll be coffee and drinks, non-alcoholic drinks. Couches too. If you're tired, if you want to have a sit down while you're shopping, go ahead, sit down. We'll have a kids corner. We're also going to have a craft area where there will be classes held. So there'll be sign up sheets, always new ones at the store. We will also have a calendar of events going to take place.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of different events within the store.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
It's not the kind of store you're going to go in once and say, oh, I've seen it all and I'm done. You know, it'll be like, oh, now they're having a craft class on wreaths. Now they're having a craft class on refinishing furniture, making a soap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's needed in Lenoxville.
Yeah, we don't have anything like that. So this is pretty exciting. Okay.
It is. It is very exciting.
Do you have a name for your store yet?
I do. It hasn't been approved as of yet, but it's supposed to be, because it has to be named in French, it's going to be Boutique Les Racines Rustic, but we'll be calling it Rustic Roots.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's a name that kind of encompasses everything. We're all growing, so the logo is a big tree with the roots showing. So it's we're all growing from this, and yeah, it's got some meaning to it.
Yeah, I love the name. That's really interesting.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So what's involved with opening a store? This is your first store you've opened?
Yes. Well, I had years ago, I had a hair salon, but that's not the same thing at all. There is so much involved in, we take over in June and it has to be painted. We have to have separations put up. We have to, everything has, it's from A to Z. So it's going to be a little hectic. Luckily, I have the best group of vendors and they're, everyone has offered to come help us. So it's going to be a party. We are going to block off the windows at the front so everybody will get to see it when it's done.
Okay, sounds like a lot of fun. And how many vendors did you say you have already?
We're going to have 17 altogether, but we have 12 right now.
Okay, good. So hopefully some other people will become interested. It sounds like a really good opportunity too for the vendors.
Yep, I agree. Anybody who's looking, and it doesn't have to be craft. Like my jewelry company isn't made by hand, you know, so we're looking for if there's a baker, if there's you name it, you know, and we're looking for a variety. That's all we need is variety.
Okay. And you found that there was a need for this type of store from people you spoke to and different things like that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. For years, people have told me, you know, you should have a space where you can sell your things. You should have a space where you can sell your things. So it's been brewing for years, and the same idea as it's like with having my hair salon years ago, you know, it's the same idea. So it just grows and grows and grows. And then finally it was, okay, you know what? And it's now or never. Either I'm going to do it or I'm just going to stop thinking about it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. So, and Lenoxville has nothing like it. Like if you're going in looking for a gift, we're going to have them. If you're going in looking for something personalized, we're going to have it. If you're having trouble with your skin, you can get soap. You know, there's all sorts of things you can, it's a one-stop shop, sorry.
Okay. Sounds really exciting.
Yeah.
Lots of opportunities for people who are retired to maybe taking up a different craft and somebody there to help them through it rather than just watching a YouTube video.
Exactly. And it makes a nice evening out. Like there's nowhere to go in Lenoxville for a nice little class or, you know, with your friends, let's go down and go to this class and get it, you know, something out of it. You're not just walking home empty handed. Plus you had, you know, an hour and a half with your friends. Mm-hmm. So I feel it's very, very needed. And like I said, if three ladies come in or three ladies and three gentlemen come in and they're tired and they just want to sit, well, go sit in the lounge area and just take a load off, have a cup of coffee and just relax, you know? So it's going to be a very interesting store.
Right. I can hardly wait for it to open. We'll have to talk again after it's opened.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
And are the classes in bilingual, I would imagine?
Oh, yes, for sure. For sure. The classes will be in French and English. I think they're all bilingual, so you'll be served in French and in English.
Good. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go, Haley?
I think that is about it.
Okay, that's great.
I think that's, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Haley Harrison Hopps opening a new craft store in Lennoxville, and that happens hopefully in July. So thanks very much, Haley.
Thank you so much, Maureen. Have a good day.
You too.
Oh, it's been a while since I saw the smile on your lips. But honey, I've been feeling that something's gonna go our way. Might be a year from now, or maybe a couple days. You might be feeling down, but that feeling's gonna change. Ah, honey, something's gonna go our way. I know that it ain't always easy, and it's okay if we take it day by day. I think that the world might call us crazy, but someday soon, something's gonna go our way. God, I swear something's gonna go our way. Ah, honey, something's gonna go our way. Ah, honey, something's gonna go our way. I know that it ain't always easy, and it's okay if we take it day by day. I think that the world might call us crazy, but someday soon something's gonna go our way. It ain't always easy, and it's okay if we take it day by day. I think that the world might call us crazy, but someday soon something's gonna go our way. I know that it ain't always easy, and it's okay if we take it day by day. I think that the world might call us crazy, but someday soon something's gonna go our way.
We just heard a song from the 502s, and the song is called Something's Gonna Go Our Way. You're listening to The Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and the radio station, The Cube, 88.9 FM, CJMQ. And next up, we have some health news here on The Townships at 12. How contagious is measles? Measles is very contagious. Measles spreads through the air when an infected person coughs or sneezes. It is so contagious that if one person has it, up to 9 out of 10 people around him or her will also become infected if they are not protected. You can get measles just by being in a room where a person with measles has been up to 2 hours after that person has left. An infected person can spread measles to others even before knowing that she or he has the disease, from 4 days before developing the measles rash through 4 days afterwards. And that's our health news here on the Townships at 12 for today.
What if you call me up on Friday? What if you ask me how I've been? Maybe you pull up in my driveway, and maybe I would let you in. What if you told me how you miss me? What if I miss you all the same? And maybe you'd lean in to kiss me. Why don't we put a pause on over? Just pretend that we're sober. And it didn't go down like we both know that it did. Why don't you act like you regret it? I'll act like I never said it. Get a little closer. And let's put a pause on over. Let's put a pause on over. Started calling daily. What if we made all kinds of plans? Maybe I'd let you call me baby. Maybe we should take that chance. Why don't we put a pause on over? Just pretend that we're sober. Don't we put a pause on over? Just pretend that we're sober. And it didn't go down like we both know that it did.
We just heard Pause On Over by Jessica Russell. I would like to thank my guests today, Heather Bowman from the LAMP Foundation and Haley Harrison Hobbs, a soon-to-be new store owner in Lenoxville. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a good afternoon. We will close out the show today with a song by Nora Jones, and the song is called On My Way.
Stop and stare, breathe the air. No one cares what you have to say. Solitude makes me rude, but in time we all laugh and play. I'm on my way. You. the sky. When the night falls, I'll come and stay. Light, light.